So going forward, again, what I want to do is finish up these Makaros as quickly as possible. So we can move on to more regular topics. But I do want to spend a couple of minutes also speaking about the exceptions. Talmud Chacham, we did a little bit. But again, the Gemara on Lamed Amud Beis. And the question whether, we've alluded to the question whether it extends to Kohen Gadol and Melech. So Shitas HaRambam is very important, and the debate in the Nosa Kalim about what the Rambam holds about Kohen Gadol and Melech in the Chovas HaGadah. We'll talk about separately about Korban Shvuas HaEdus. But look into that. And Tosus, of course, in Sanhedrin, on Yud Ches Amud Beis, in the Yanei HaMelech, Gemara Amod Al Raglecha, a Tosis there, and the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. What is the relationship between Talmud Chacham, Kohen Gadol, and Melech regarding Chovas HaGadah? Also the question whether or not the Ptur of these categories is just that, it's a heter not to come forward, or it's preferred, or maybe even usher for them to come forward. The language of the Rambam versus the language of the Chinuch, and let's say the parallel to other kinds of issues like that, like the Isalamta. Minchas Chinuch already has that Ha'ara. Is it possible that it's different here? That's something that we want to examine. The question whether or not in Isurim, Ein Chacham, Ein Tfur, Ein Eitzah, Keneged Hashem, again, what is the status of Melech and Kohen Gadol? That's the Rambam Tosis Nosei Kalim issue. But also the question whether or not the level of Bizoyon or Zilzol matters. The question that the Tumim discusses, that the Midrash Chinuch also comments on. In other words, basically I want to know about the exception, and I also want to know about the exception to the exception. Okay, in other words, who is not chayiv to show up in court, and what that means, what the parameters of that are, and when seemingly they are obligated, like in the case of Isurim, are there any differences between that group of people and the people who are always obligated? And again, Aveda and the Salamta kind of in the background of all of that. Similarly, what constitutes Isurim and Mamon with regard to this halacha, something to think about, with regard to two halachos, and if they are the same. This will go quickly. The Rambam, as we know, we still have to talk about it, is mechalek between Mamonis and Isurim when it comes to the Chovas HaGadah, right? The Rambam was mechadesh that there's no Chiyuv HaGadah in Dinei Mamonis without a Tviya. We still have to talk about where that came from, what its implications are, etc. But the Rambam, by implication, right, in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, seems to say that that's only in Dinei Mamonis, right? It makes sense. Again, the Chinuch and others are even more explicit. Not in Sefer Mitzvos, it's more explicit. But this, again, this distinction between Mamon and Iser, which we find with regard to the people who are exempt for Mamon, who are Chayav and Iser, that's one context. And then this other context, whether you need a Tzviya or not. Is that the same halacha or not? This distinction between Mamon and Isur, these two areas, are they the same necessarily or not? And a way to highlight that is also to try to figure out what is Mamon and what is Isur with regard to these dinim. For example, like what is Chabala and what is Knossos? So this is something at the, again, if you want a brief discussion of it, the Minchas Chinuch that I told you to look at, discusses these questions. I want to just, talk about that briefly to highlight this question, whether or not the difference between Isur and Mamon is the same difference in these two halachos, and what the nature of that distinction is. So that's just going to round off, in addition to the Makoros that I already gave you, the topic of Chovas HaGadah. I hope we can do that on Monday. I hope we can also start on Monday the next question, which we'll start off with dealing briefly, but then we're going to expand as we go through the parak, and that is to talk a little more about Mipi Acherim and Mipi Atzmo. I already gave you a few Makoros for that. I'm not going to give you more because I don't want to bog you down before you've seen a minimum amount. But that's to look at the Gemara on Chavtes, as I mentioned, the Shaka Vataria there. What is mi piatzma? What is mi piacherim? What is amiras amen? Both in Shvuas Pitui, Shvuas Apikadon, and Shvuas Ha'edus. And the Dun Mino Uka Biatra, Dun Mino Gemara here that I told you to look at. Of course, the Rajba in Bava Kamma, which we'll speak about in just a couple of minutes, a little bit more, is very critical to this whole discussion. We'll see why soon. Distinctions between the Piacherim and the Piatzmo, even Lahalacha, become very, very important. Again, the Rajba's comment, which we'll elaborate on in just a minute, which is that the Chovas Haggadah is implicit in the institution of Shuas Ha'edus Piacherim, is not such an obvious comment. Because one could have argued with it from two opposite perspectives. You could say, that is very mechudash and not necessarily true. Okay. You could also say, well, im kvar az kvar, meaning if what he's saying is really true, maybe it shouldn't be limited to mi piacherim in Shvuas Ha'edus. Maybe the whole institution of Shvuas Ha'edus itself makes Chovas Haggadah implicit. But the Rajba, who says something very reasonable, and he draws the line at a very reasonable point, is still saying something very important about mi piacherim vis-a-vis mi piatzmo. Saying you could have argued by saying hu adin b'mi piatzmo. You could have argued by saying it's not true even about mi piacherim. So what is it that's not true, or maybe is true even more? It's this question of to what extent we really are going to view the Shvua here as a fully articulated haflaa. The more the Shvua stands on its own, right, the less it implies about there being some sort of, implicit additional component, right, that is propping it up or that is, allowing it, to be significant. So what the Rajba says is very important about the Piacherim in particular. So that's one of the things I want to look into. The question of whether you need Shem Hashem, we're going to discuss all the Shvuah questions extensively when we get to them, but it's just very briefly for this purposes. I think I mentioned Tosis in Nedarim Beis Amud Aleph, you should look at that. In general, do you need Shem Hashem to violate a Shvuah? And if so, is there any difference between Mipiacherim and Piatmo, between the different types of Shavuos, a Shavuos Bitui, a Shavuos Apikadon, a Shavuos Ha'edos, etc.? So Tosis discusses that on Beis Amud Aleph in Nedarim. Tosis Rabbeinu Tam, there has a distinction, suggests a distinction between Piacherim and Piatmo, which all the Achronim are bothered by, technically, but that's relevant to this question. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, the Rambam in the Ravid, and look at the Ramban in Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. Again, the Minchas Chinuch has a brief summary of some of these issues. But just, again, for the sake of charting, out Shavuos Ha'edus Mipiatzmo, Piacherim, the relationship to Shavuos Ha'Pikadon, these are good places to start. So that's the next thing that we're going to do, and then we'll expand on that as we go through the Gemaras in the Parak. For now, let's try to finish up as much as we can about the Makoros, the outstanding Makoros in front of us. So we've seen basically that from the Gemaras it's clear that there's a Chiyuv Haggadas Eidos. What's not clear is two things, or three things. Number one is it counted in Minyan HaMitzvos. That's a debate. The overwhelming majority of Rishonim count it. The others, again, Rav Sadugo and Bahag perhaps do not. What is the makar? That's also a huge debate, right? What we've seen so far is that some people think it's losamar adam reyacha, based on the sifra. The assumption then would be that that applies even in dine mamonis, that it applies also in a situation where you're silent. It's interesting to note, I in the Maror Makomos I put the Rash Mishants, felt the need to accentuate that even the word lo samod, right, might be a reference to kvishas edos. Right? The Rash here says lo samod adam riacha dorish lashon shtika kidatsiv, and then he quotes, you know, psukim that indicate amdu kol ha'am, b'chin amdu v'lo anu. I just think that's very interesting, because the Sifra could be understood just based on the logical extension. I mean, here's somebody who knows, if somebody can affect the case, he's silent, he's a bystander when he should be a participant, right? And that's what Lo Samod al Dam Re'acha means. Don't stand by, don't be a bystander when you have the capacity to save this person. And if that applies to Dine Mamadis, then that applies. It's interesting that the Rash, obviously, on the, you know, it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, he seemingly was unhappy about something. In other words, there is something that troubled the Rash. What troubled him is, you know, it's not nefashos, and it's also a different kind of bystanding, right? It's not, you know, not jumping in and physically saving him. It's, you know, being silent and not testifying. So on the one hand, clearly he was bothered. On the other hand, it goes the other way too, and that is that it puts Kvishas Edus more up front in the Pasuk, Lo Samod al Dam Re'acha, right? That there's a specific remez, let's say, to shtika, to a situation where dibor can help, where silence is referred to more directly. It isn't just a hechatimtzi, in other words. What I'm saying is, why can't it just be a hechatimtzi? Obviously, he's troubled that it's too far afield. At the same time, by making it a hechatimtzi, do you just overcome that, you know, problem? Or do you also more directly connect Lo Samod al Dam Re'acha to this specific case? It's an interesting question. Yeah.
Daritin does something similar. He says that damim is dam reacha is taite mashmas, that damim blood and damim money. So he says al dam reacha is
that's how you can expand it to mamonas in theory. And of course, again, I don't want to overlap what we already did, but the point is that the Rambam, as we know, does very prominently quote the Sifra and the connection to Shavuos Ha'Eidos and Sefer Mitzvahs, Reis Tzadi Zayin, but as we noted, he doesn't in Hilkos Rotzeach. The Netziv in his Perish on the Shiltos is troubled by the fact that the Rambam omitted this in Hilkos Rotzeach. It's not unusual for the Rambam, you know, to change his mind, especially about a subtle issue between Sefer Mitzvahs and Yad HaChazaka. Sometimes it's different emphases, and it's the different genre and the use of that genre that explains discrepancies where there's no difference in his, you know, shita, but that he, you know, writing a different kind of a work, you know, and based on what, you know, that the character of that work is and what he wrote in the other parts of it, that explains it sometimes. Might explain it here as well. Maybe a sefer mitzvos emphasis as opposed to a halakos emphasis. But it also could be that, you know, it's a very subtle question. Again, the Rambam's presentation of Imlo Yagid is also slightly different, as we noted. In Sefer Mitzvos, I don't want to repeat what we said, but, you know, there he speaks about the makar of Karban Shavuos Ha'Eidos being more of a remez, or, you know, Heviu Chachamim Raya, not so much an upfront. There he mentions Karban Shavua, and the Chinuch took it from him, you know, in Sefer HaMitzvos, regard Kufayin Ches about Shavuos Ha'Eidos. So there might be some differences in emphasis, but the point is that the Sifra is something which is quoted prominently by the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. It's also quoted by the Shiltos. We already discussed the question whether, according to the Rambam, you might just say, you know, there are two dinim, or whether, you know, partly what the Rambam's trying to say from Mitzvos is that the Chovas Haggadah is what solves the problem. If there had not been a Chovas Haggadah, then there wouldn't be an application of Lo Samod al Dam Re'acha here either. And that's why he emphasized it so much. I gave the example of Poshek Kemazik and other things, especially I think in the Rambam, is very sensitive to this perspective and idea. Others, you know, might just say that there are two different Makoros, one in Dine Nefashos, or one in Dine Yisr, and one in Dine Mamon. And I mentioned that the Netziv, by implication, obviously was tempted to say that as well. The reason I say that is because he has a whole Dion in which he emphasizes that you can't say that for the Rambam, and you can't say that for, I don't know why I don't have it, And you can't say that for the she'iltos. Minayin shema tayodea, Rabbeinu mefarish b'raisa zu, l'chol edus afila b'mamon. This is the Nitziv speaking, and the she'iltos, again, who has this new limud of nefesh kisechata, that's the makar for the Chiyuv Agada, as we've discussed. So it says, v'tanya, the she'iltos quotes this, and then he says, shama shvua nami koin bechet, v'tanya minayin shema tayodea,
So I think the pashtus is that the Shultas is telling us that the nefesh kisechata is a not a makar. I mean, it's an indication that there is such an iser, but it's not the makar. It's a description. You're a chote, and that's the context of Shua Sa'edus. That's how he reads the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Bava Kamma. But the real makar probably comes from Lasalam Damriacha. But the Netziv, commenting on this, says, Rabbeinu Mefarish Brais Hazul, L'chol Eidus Afila B'mamo. Meaning, what he's really saying is, isn't Lasalam Damriacha only Iser, or Nefashos maybe, even? Or what's it got to do with Korban Shvuas Eidus, or even the Chiyuv Haggadah, which applies also to Dinei Mamdas? The Chen Kasav Ramam Sefer HaMitzvos Mitzvos Losa, say Reish Tzadi Zayin, that it applies beyond Mamo. Again, not in Echos Ratzeach. V'kvar Omru, Shemisha Kove Shidusa Tichlaleu Gamkein Bezos Azhara Q Roa Momin Khaber Yochalak Zero and so on. Ukvar Bob is Inyan Gamkein and Loyagir Ben Asavono. He doesn't see, he's not explaining exactly how I'm explaining it, but and so on. The Khain Kasub Sefrakin Ulfizer, he says, again you can see his whole orientation. Hu Adila Hefech, Dazarim Loyagid, Ben Asavono, Koi Gamkein, Al Kol Eda Shaba Olam. Meaning, what the Tziv is really saying is, I would have been tempted, if not for these makoros, and maybe you could still say it, just not according to these makoros, to say that if there's a sifra and there is a a Mishnah in Sanhedrin and a Gemara in Bava Kamma, to say, you know what, it's not overlap, it's not one creating the other or responsible for the other, it's not two dinim, right? It is two makoros for two different dinim, right? Dinei Mamonos, the Chiyuv Haggadah is based on the Parsha of Korban Shavuos Eidos, and in Dinei Nefashos, or maybe all Isurim, hard to know, it's Lo Samar Adam Riacha. But he said, if you're not going to go that way, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Shiltos on the Lo Samar Adam Riacha part, you're probably not going to go that way. Well, the Rambam certainly isn't going that way. The Shiltos certainly isn't going on that way. On the other part as well, so that even the nefashos obligation or an iser obligation to come forward is based on lo yagid. That's what these say. Say from mitzvah mitzvah say kuf should be kuf ayin ches. I don't know why it says kuf tzadi. So tzivanu lahoy bebezem bechomashe neidaeu beimisha bemisaso beimisha idusolabo tzalaso. Again, in the Rambam and Yad Chazaka, it's not as clear. It's clear by implication because he says that the tviya is only b'mamonis. But he doesn't actually. But what he does emphasize in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph is that it's bein l'schus bein l'chova. He doesn't emphasize explicitly that it's bein be'iser bein moment. You get that by the tviya, and you get that by again the Talmud Chacham distinction between iser and mamon, which again isn't so clear in the Rambam. Hinei hevi raya al chiyuv haggadah seidus me'amar yisbarach. Who ate or yada va'ovra mitzasev yechba sheduso mevuar that zula sakar b'nei elav b'dimeimam. It's not only in dinei mamonos. The Mishnah Mefureshes, he quotes Sanhedrin. Therefore, he says it sounds like it's both and both. Then he goes on to challenge, and we're going to discuss this more fully. Well, if that's really true, if Osama adam riachad is a makar for chiyuv haggadah seidus, so why should you think that stafka b'tviya even in mam? He says the Mishkanos Yaakov and he thinks the Shiltos, we'll get back to this, do not accept the Rambam's Chiddush, which there's no explicit makar, right? The Rambam says this on conviction, right? And we'll explain where he gets it from, but the Rambam doesn't have a makar that says that in Dini Mamonos, the Chiyuv Haggadah is only by Tviya. At least if you're going to do it, do two or three at a time. What? All right, fine. Itamar could probably give you lessons, but not now. Yeah. The okay.
So basically, the Netziv's idea, it still could be true for others. If you want to explain what's a Sifra and what's the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. Well, the Mishnah and Sanhedrin is also in Nefasha, so that obviously, you know, but at least that the Sifra might be limited to the Nefasha. And then in the end, the Netziv himself says that, you know, he's bothered. One second. Why it is that the Rambam. Yeah. Let's see if I can find the line. If not, well, you'll look it up. Vadayin tzorchi and shelo hizka Rambam b'hilchos edus shakove seduso b'dine maminis over gam mishum lo samar al dam reyacha kamo shakosu b'sefer mitzvos. Hamakom yar einai lamor al divrei Rambam. We're in a good tefillah. So he's, the way he formulates it is, why doesn't the Rambam mention lo samar al dam reyacha b'hilchos edus? The question, of course, is stronger, and that is, why does the Rambam even omit, right, Kedisha Seidus from his discussion of Losam Adam Reacha in Hilchos Rotzeach? Yeah.
I was just going to say the Gemara Sanhedrin of Ayin Gimel, when discussing the first Losam Adam Reacha, is specifically talking about Tzos Nefashos.
Yeah.
So it would work very well for what might be established a couple of days ago. The Iker of Losam Adam Reacha is for Tzos Nefashos. Yeah. The Iker of Eidus is for Eidus. But when the Eidus overlaps and gets into Losam Adam Reacha, it's not like the Iker of Losam Adam Reacha. It's a subcategory. So when Rambam was talking about Losam Adam Reacha itself,
could be. It could be. It's possible.
And Edus would be Edus. But when talking about the general, like, mitzvah, we just categorize in Sefer Mitzvah.
Yeah, that could, I think there are two possible explanations for the discrepancy. But that would explain it, for sure. And again, it needs to be propped up even to be in there, which is another way of saying what you're saying. Not only, you know, the primary or the secondary, but this is like a natural, intrinsic one. And the other one gets there because of some other halacha.
But also, I think the whole, I mean, why would you need tefiyah? Tefiyah can bring it in to Losam Adam Reacha. Once there's a tefiyah, now you have a much stronger responsibility to come forward.
Right. Or at least you can't be a bystander anymore because the... I think that's all connected to what we've been saying. Yeah. Yeah, so that's another example where we actually do. Well, we'll talk about Rukum Fishel Perler in general, but the chilek between Isur and Mamon, 100%. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it makes a clear split between the Mamon and the Isur, because if we're going to say Lo Samod is the source, how would that apply to a case of you're going to be made that somebody ate trade? In that case, you're not really helping anyone out. You're not, you know.
Right, I mean, there's also the Schus and Lechova question.
Right.
I mean, if you're not saving somebody, then it's not Losam Adam
Reacha.
And since the Rambam makes it perfectly clear, in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, that it's Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Chova, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good tip. That's true. But either way, it doesn't cover it completely. It just doesn't explain what the Netziv is bothered by, although I think he says it in a too limited a fashion, is why, in where it does apply, in other words, where you can be of assistance to this other fellow, and the Sifra, you know, says explicitly that that's Losam Adam Reacha, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot says it explicitly in Losam Adam Reacha, so why doesn't the Rambam have that case at least? You know, he says it doesn't bother me why it's not in Hilchos Eidos. It bothers me more why it's omitted from Hilchos Rotzeach, as I say. But that would answer your question. You know, if your question was a little different, that is, what do you need Lu'eino Ro'a Yada at all, if you have Losam Adam Reacha, maybe that's the whole story, right? The answer is, oh, that's not going to work in the other direction. For the Shiltos, I think it's an interesting question, right? Because the Shiltos, I'm not sure if he's saying Tudinim, or maybe he's saying what I said before, which is that, you know, he's called a Chote, but where does this Chet come from? Losam Adam Reacha. So then would he limit it only to cases where you can be of assistance, not to cases where the person's detriment? Hard to know. Maybe the Shiltos would limit it in that way. That's an interesting hara. Very good. Yeah.
If you say that the Rambam holds that the Chovet Eidim is what fits by the element of Otama, maybe he doesn't mention Kishanim in the Chovet Seach because there is a prerequisite of Chovet Eidim.
Say that again?
Is what brings it about.
Yeah, right. In other words, even though it's true, but it's not a purist one. That's kind of what Shmuel was saying. In other words, you're saying it might be true that you violate Losam. In other words, if the Rambam didn't change his mind from Sefer HaMitzvos to Yad HaChazaka, and he really does believe that Losam Adam Reacha does apply to the case of Kedisha Seidus, including Mamon, right? So then it's quest. Again, it's asked about Hilchos Eidos. I'm not bothered by that. I'm just transferring the question to Hilchos Rotzeach. So if there's no discrepancy in the din, why would the Rambam leave it out? So some of you are saying, and we're all saying, I think, the same idea in a different way. Oh, but the primary thing is still the nefashos. But what I'm adding, and I think this is what you're saying also, is that it's not just the primary and the secondary. The point is that a pure case of Los Amar Damriacha, meaning something that stands on its own, right, intrinsically, are the cases of Hilchos Rotzeach. The only reason, if what I said before is correct about the Poshea Kemazik idea, which is, but it's only because of Hilchos Eidus that there's a Hilchos Rotzeach. And therefore it's not Hilchos Rotzeach. I'll just add Mashal Amad Avadoma to the cases that I was pointing to in terms of this phenomenon, right? I mean, the Rambam's Poshea Kemazik, for example, right, doesn't appear in Hilchos Nizkei Momon. And the Rambam and Hezek Re'ia doesn't appear in Hilchos Nizkei Momon. Right? Poshea Kemazik appears in Hilchos Chiras. And Hezek Re'ia, which is not just the Rambam, that's the phrase that the Gemara uses in Balbasra, is in Hilchos Shechinim. Right? And when the Rambam says that if an Ani demands, you have to treat him like a Balkov, which he says at one point, you know, he doesn't say that in Hilchos Malva Balova. He says that in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, which is Hilchos Tzedakah. So too, the omission of this halacha in Hilchos Rotzeach is because it is L'Sama L'Adam Re'acha, and what he says in Sefer HaMitzvah, he's talking about the mitzvah, the expansion of it, but in the end of the day, it's not a pure one. But this is, I think, what you're saying, right? Or no, I'm putting words in your mouth. That's what I'm saying. And it's a little bit different, but in the direction of what Shmuel's saying. Are you saying something different?
I think so.
Yeah, what are you saying? If it's true for the Rambam.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's what I'm saying is, this is Osamar Adam Riacha, but it's only Osamar Adam Riacha because of the Rekha, if you will, because of the background and the other halacha, you know, that allows it to reach that. But in Hilchos Rotzeach, he's talking about cases that are intrinsically Losamod Adam Re'acha. Now again, with the Rash adding that Losamod, you know, specifically speaks about, silencing and Dibor, again, I don't know whether that's overcompensation to get you, you know, overcompensation, I think there could be three perspectives. One is that, you know, it's overcompensation and you still fall short, but it's still in the category. It's compensation and it gets you equal. Or on the contrary, it's like more, L'samar Adam Re'acha has two meanings. It's the bystander who, whatever, and it's the silent person who's, you know, who verbally could make a difference, in which case it's almost like a specialized L'samar Adam Re'acha. That I'm not sure. Before I forget, Adam brought to my attention that there's a Zohar, you know, where equal opportunity, I would say equal, it's like Ellie will get carried away. Lo Yakum Eidecha, this is in Parshas Shoftim. So it's Reish Ayin Hei Amin Aleph in this, whatever. Lo Yakum Eidecha B'ish L'Kol Avon V'Gomer Al Pishnei Eidim Al Pishlo She'edim Yakum Davar Pikuda Da Lohoid Eidus B'Bezden De Lo Yafsid Chabre Mamona B'Gine I Isle Eidus B'Hade, right? And then V'Lei Sadusa Pakas Mitrein and so on. So, from Lo Yakum Eidachad Beish L'Kol Avon Al Pishnei Edim Oshol She'edim Yakum Davar, that the Zohar understands that that's a chiyuv, it's not a description. Okay, very interesting. That's your call. So we have the Sifra, we have the and the question of Lo Samar Adam Re'acha and all of this mix, possibly mechalik between in the different ways Yisrael Mamon L'Skos L'Chova. What the overlap is with Korban Shua, all the different things that we just discussed. Then we have, in addition to that, you know, V'hu Eid O'ra O'yada, the Rashbats, and others, the Asay part, then the Im Lo Yagid V'lo Nasa Avono, which may be a separate lav, only the lav, or maybe the onish of this particular Asay, which builds it up. We have Nefesh Kisechata, which is a Shiltos, also unusual. We have the view of the Rajba that there's an implicit Chovas Haggadah based on Shuas Eidos Mipiacherim, which we'll get back to in just a second, but that isn't the Makar, it's just implicit. It's fascinating that you would learn a halacha, the Torah would choose to, you know, inform us about a halacha implicitly through another din. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Rajba. So we have a range of positions, even in the formulation and in the extra chomer hadavar, whether it's a lav, it's both, whether it's an asay with special onshim of nesias avon, we have a full range of these things. Yeah. So we'll get to Sefta in just a minute. I think the interesting about the Tosefta is there's a question of what the girsa on the Tosefta should be. The Tosefta either has a hav, you have the language there. The Tosefta either has a hav amina, that the chi of Hagadas Eidos, where the Chazdei David, I guess, changes the girsa because he says he can't read it, is that either what the Tosefta's hav amina was, that the chi of Hagadah would be limited to Dine Mamanis. It wouldn't apply at all to Dine Nefashas. And that's very surprising, right? If, again, I woke up in the middle of the night and I said, you know, the Chiyuv Agada applies either to Mamanis or Nefashos, you know, which one? Right? All but the most iconoclastic among us, I'm not going to identify who those people are, you know, we all know who they are, would say, you know, that Dine Nefashos, and probably with the mentality of Lo Samar Ol Dam Reyecha, or Biarta Ramikir Becha. Stakes are much higher, right? The societal, need is much greater, seemingly. So, according to the Chazdei David, the Tosefta as a Havamina, that is exactly the opposite. That, you know, you would be chayev in Dine Mamanis and not in Dine Nefashos. That can only, I think, be based on the idea of a kind of Nezek or Hefsed notion. Namely, it's a Mazik Din. It's a Din of Mazik. Which brings us to Bava Kamma. I want to get back to that in a second. If you have the other reading, the simple reading of the Tosefta, but it's not simple because it's hard to read and understand what he's talking about, then the Havamina of the Tosefta is, why isn't there a Korban Shvua, right, in the case of Nefashos? The Havamina was, there should be a Korban Shvua when you lie about knowing Eidos in Isurim or in Nefashos, even when there's no Mamanus. So that has the exact opposite. Well, it's an opposite reading of the Tosefta. The exact opposite effect. Namely, not that the Hefsed Mamon is front and center, right, in the classic case of Kivisha Seydus Al Yidei Shvua, but that Isurim, right, are subject to a Chiyuv Korban Shvua, even though there's no Hefsed Mamon involved. That's A. B. The Tosefta has a Havamina, and this is so very interesting for the next point that we're going to discuss, that maybe there should be a Chi of Mamon in the case of Korban Shvua Sahedas. You have that line in the Tosefta? Yeah, go ahead. The meaning that, so basically, the Havamina was a Yubikayev. So this is an interesting question. The Chi of Agada could ever have translated into money? Well, the answer is maybe, but in one of two ways. Most obvious way as garmi, right, or grama. You know, if doin dina de garmi. But it sounds like the Tosefta's havamina is interesting, but its maskana is clear. There's no momo. There's only karpa. Correct. However, that's not so simple. And again, the more you emphasize garmi and grama, the more you think that the mechayiv, again, we talked about the fact that there's definitely a chomes haggadah. There are all sorts of different possible makoros, either yes or no, or a combination or overlaps that we've been discussing, or all sorts of different formulations in minyan and mitzvahs, ase, lav, both, what about the lo yagid im nasavona, all those kind of things. But the biggest question of all is, what is the nature of this din? Right? Is it a chiyuv klape, the beneficiary, essentially, whoever that is? In most cases, we know who it is, the baldavar who's going to lose money. Or is it, a halachic citizen obligation to support the court, to be an aid? Just like, there might be an obligation to be a dayan, and there might be an obligation to be an aid. Right? So the possibility or the focus on chiyuv mamon and hefsed mamon, the Bava Kamma focus, we'll call it, right, is one which doesn't preclude a broader obligation towards a system, but it certainly emphasizes or accentuates, right, the personal aspect, the klape chavero obligation. So the Tosefta has this havamina, but it could be even bigger, right? Natan, right? So how could it be even bigger? Could it really be chayiv tashlumin? Does anybody really hold that there's a chayiv tashlumin in the case of abstaining or suppressing your edus? That's a sensational view. It doesn't sound that way in Bava Kama that we have, right? And it doesn't sound that way in the Tosefta. Even the Havamina is a little bit, you know, surprising or shocking to us. Who holds that way? So Natan, right? Pointed out to me that the Piske Rid in Bava Kama, I wrote it down, the language, but I forgot to bring it. If you have it, has a different girsa in the Gemara. And you say also Rabbeinu Baruch?
Yeah.
Has it. I think that that's the basis of the Shulta Giborim as well. And it sounds a little bit that way in Rabbeinu Yerucham, right, in Sefer Meisharim, which I told you to look at, although it's not as explicit. Certainly in the first two Makoros, it's explicit that there's a Chiyu B'nei. I have the language?
Yes.
Go ahead. So Bedine Adam Nami Mechayev is very shocking. So again, it's interesting, just one more second. The Ramban, we're going to read it inside in just a second, in Kutras Dina de Garbi, right, discusses why there shouldn't be a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say Chayev Bedine, you know, Adam. The Meiri also, obviously, is it sounds in the Meiri like he protesteth too much, in the sense that he's, you know, it sounds like he's trying to refute somebody who holds differently. Now we know there are such shittos. You know, he says it's not true. Basically, Rashi already, and then later the Ramban and the other Rishonim, who the Meiri, certainly, that whole group of Rishonim, point out that when the Gemara makes a distinction between Trey and Chad, right, what they're really saying is, if it's Trey, it's Mefurish Bakra that there's a Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim. Right? The Chiddush is that Chad also has a Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim, as opposed to saying what the Piskei Rid and the Beinu Baruch and maybe Rabbeinu Yonah and Shulti Giborim are saying, which is in Achanami, the two are a Chiyuv Bidei Adam, and the Chad is a Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim. Yeah, Itamar, you had a question?
Yeah, I'm afraid clarify the connection between the Gemara and Bava Kama and why that suggests that it's a Chiyuv Klapei Chavero.
I'm only saying, I'll repeat what I said before, which is, I don't think it proves it proof positive. What I'm saying is the fact...
Why does it indicate?
It's a Gemara halacha. The Gemara and Bava Kama is speaking the context of Bava Kama and the discussion of the Ramban by extension, which we'll get to, and the comment of the Piskei Rid and so on, is basically that a kove sheduso is grama. And grama is a chiyuv, klape,
the
baldabar.
I thought the part of the Gemara is that if there's an antecedent chiyuv to testify,
right,
then suppressing the testimony is nezek for the relevant party.
Well, the Gemara...
It doesn't mean that the chiyuv to testify is a chiyuv towards that party. It just means that given that there's a chiyuv in the Torah...
Right, well, that's why I was careful to say that it's not... Meaning, what I was saying was,
well,
the emphasis in Bava Kama is on the Dine Mazik Shabo. Right? Now, whether that Dine... Does that Dine Mazik... What I said before was that... That Dine Mazik doesn't preclude that you could have a more, you know, objective obligation, you know, towards the legal system. It doesn't prove... It just means that, well, once you have that, or in addition to having that, there's also have some, there could be two dinim, or it could be what you just said, which is based on the way I was explaining the Rambam, which is that if you have already, we'll get this in Ramban as well, echovas hagada, that also may be something that extricates this from, you know, grama rechoka and makes it mazik. 100%. I'm just saying that the emphasis of it, right, is a klape chavero aspect, whether it's additional or a second halacha or a result of the...
What do you mean by the emphasis? Well, all we get from the Gemara is that there's a party who's damaged. If there's a chiyuv hagada, then there's a party who's damaged by the suppression. not that the emphasis of any Chiyuv Haggadah is...
Put it this way. As one of the main makoros that there is a Chiyuv Haggadah, it's interesting that if you want to say that the makar in the Talmud for Chiyuv Haggadah, let's say, is the Braisa that appears on Nun Hei Amud Beis, you know, it's interesting that it appears with Kofeif, Bifnei Chaveiro and Poreitz Geder. It's a Grumma context. It's very easy to take that context and say, if this is all that it is, then this is a Bava Kamma halacha. That's all I'm saying. You might say, oh, if there's also a Sanhedrin, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that's about Dina Nefashos and Iyum, and there are other Makoros, the Smak puts it in Yom Ravi and not in Yom, Chamishi, and the Rambam, seems also to be treating it as a din in Eidos and not a din in Nezikin. So it only means that in addition to that, there's a Nezikin halacha, or because of that, which is the way I prefer it, there's a Nezikin halacha. I'm only saying that if you only had the Makar and Bava Kamma and the discussion of Bava Kamma, it would be very easy to say what I think some people anyways mean, and that is that Chovas Haggadah is a din in Garbi. That's all I'm saying.
Not just that Garmi is a consequence of there being a Chiyuv Haggadah.
I'm saying, as an impression, you might only want to say that it's a din Garmi if the other evidence establishes that there is something more than that, which I think it very much does for the Rambam and for a whole group of Rishonim, then the answer would be to Bava Kamma, either there's an additional din, there are two dinim, there's a Hilchos Niske Mamon Halacha, and let's say if the Rambam were cataloging this, he would put it both in this Kemam and in Eidos. Or, according to my preference, and it sounds like yours as well, this would belong in Hilchos Eidos, which is, by the way, where he puts it. Right? What's interesting about the Rambam, so I'll just say that now because that's on my list, the Rambam quotes the din not of Shnayim Eidin, right, but of Eid Echad, where? In Perek?
Yud Zayin,
Halacha Zayin, of Hilchos Eidos. He doesn't put it in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon. Even though he's saying that there's only a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim and not a Chiyuv Bidei Yada. So I would prefer to think that the Rambam holds that this is a general halacha. It's a halacha in your obligation to be an aid. I think all the other indications of the Rambam point to that. And that is also the prop, or that's what builds up a foundation for the Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim, even of an Eid Echad. If it had been considered that there would be a Chiyuv Bidei Adam, it would have done that, or maybe in Shnayim Eidim, it would do that as well. But I don't think you have to say that. If the Rambam had chosen instead to put it in Hilchos Niske Mamon, I would say there are two dinim. There's one, the din of Eidos Klape the system, Chovas Haggadah. In addition, there's also a, why should one be mutually exclusive of the other? But the point I'm making is that Bava Kamma, per se, could have been a narrower Niske Mamon Alcha.
Aaron. Is it conceivable that Rambam just holds it when it comes to Fade and it's a Chiyuv Bidei Adam?
Who? The Rambam?
Because he only mentions Eid
Echad. Yeah. So the Rambam himself, where's the Rambam in this whole issue? So the, again, it's interesting that he doesn't mention the Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim, the Chiyuv Shamayim except Eid Echad. Essentially, this is what the Kesef Mishnah zeroed in on. You have the Kesef Mishnah and Aleph. Kesef Mishnah says essentially that the Rambam holds. Well, this is the big question. This is partly, what we're analyzing here. What is the relationship between Chovas Haggadah of Shnayim Eidim and Eid Echad? Right. Let's say it this way. the more we think. Right? Either, let's say it this way. The more we think that Chovas Haggadah is klape chaveiro, and it's a nezek or a grama or a garmi kind of halacha, right? The more obvious it is that there's a difference between Shnayim and Echad. The more we think that it's a chova of giving Eidos, the more that is an open question. And it's an open question on two levels. One on a very qualitative level, because we have to figure out whether Eid Echad Bishvua, right, is Eidos, a form of Eidos, or it's really a kind of Nemanos. That's going to be a whole topic that we're going to discuss. either on Lamed Beis or maybe on Daf Mem. I haven't decided yet. That's a massive topic, right? Yossi also brought that up to me the other day. It's interesting just to note that even in this, in the context of the sugya, because we're running a little late, even in the context of the sugya, right, the Rif emphasizes Eid Echad, Tzchi Yivlatzei Sudei Shemayim, the fact that Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua. The Rif Alatar in Baba Kama. He says nothing more. Rashi, on the other hand, and the Nebuka Yosef, right, feel the need to... Anybody have the language of Rashi and Baba Kama? David, you have it? Are we still in the technology?
Yeah, here has started the mouse from June's man. So once that's back, we'll put it back up. What? Like here has the mouse that's used for the projector.
Oh, yeah?
So once I get that back, I'll be...
Oh, okay. Back. Yeah. So Rashi and Baba Kama... So, I mean, now I can just say anything I want, right? Until we get it back. I'm one who stole it, but no. Rashi and Baba Kama, you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, so that addition doesn't say that in the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
David? It only says in the Gemara, Eid Echad. Rashi and in Mukhe Yosef add, because of the potential that it has, it is one step removed, but it's still connected to the Chi of Mamon. In theory, you didn't have to read the Gemara that way. Right? You could have read the Gemara as saying that the Chi of Shvua, either because the Chi of Shvua is something valuable alone, that the clarity that it brings, you know, is a value, right? You owe that to the Chavero. Or just because it's Eidos, right? So this question, I see we're going to have to finish this on Monday, but this question about the relationship between Shnayim and Echad really revolves around two different questions. One is assessing to what extent Eid Echad B'Shvua is really a form of Eidos, and that, you'll take my word for it right now, is a massive argument, and it's not just yes or no. There are shades in between, right? You know, again, about the nature of what Shvua is, about quite a few things. The possibility of an optional chiv to do one or two alternatives. When we get to Naska Drababa and also the Gemara, we'll somewhere between, the Gemara and Lamed Beis Amud Beis and Mem, we're going to discuss that extensively. Again, those were with us a couple of years ago. We learned Sanhedrin. We did a piece on that as well. Probably do a little more expansively now. That's one issue. If you take the view that Eid Echad B'Shvua is not really Eidos, then the idea that there could be a Chovas Haggadah because there's impact, even without Eidos, says that Chovas Haggadah is about impact. Right? It may still be about supporting the Beis Din system or justice, but it's not any more about specifically Eidos. But if it is Eidos, right, so then do we even need the impact? That becomes the other question. So Rashi and the Mukhe Yosef's expansion of what the Gemara says, as opposed to the Rif, who just leaves it as it is, might be very important. But what we need to analyze is how different qualitatively is the Chi of two and the Chi of one? Why? So just to get the on the record, yeah. First, Cole, go ahead.
Why shouldn't the Gemara in Safin, because we don't want to persuade us that at least in the case of like DNA Nefashos, where you need to aid him in order to do anything with the case,
right?
That in the case of just one aid.
I mean, why is the second part, or the third part of Psachim, where the Gemara says that if you know Eidos and Davar Shuvah Erba and you're an Eid Echad, right, you're not supposed to come forward.
Right.
Why isn't that apply also to Shvuah? Is that what you ask?
Rebbe was just making a point about in cases of
I was saying, well, is an edachad edus or is an edachad namas?
It's about Dimei,
right, but in erva, it's certainly not edus, and there's no shvua.
Right.
It's only in Dine Mamanus where there's Erech HaMeshua. We have to analyze at some point, I mean, a little bit, it's relevant, we can't avoid it even now, just mentioning the question, what is the status of Erech? Erech HaBedav Shemerba is not that. Erech HaMamon is Mechayev HaShua. Those are the facts. Analyzing the, or assessing the importance of that is what we're trying to do. Erech also has three other important outlets, right? Namely, Misa Sabal, Sota, and... Third one, Eglarufa, right? Where Eidachod is believed, Eidachod is self-sufficient, right, to solve the cases of the real Aguna, in other words, Misa Sabal cases, right, to establish that a husband really died, a missing husband or whatever. Eglarufa, what?
Derabanan or Doraisa?
So that's a debate in the Rishon, right? Some Rishon think it's only Derabanan. There are some Rishonim who think it's Doraisa. In Sota and Eglarufa, it's certainly Doraisa. So in those cases, let's say there are monetary consequences to Sota or Eglarufa or certainly Misa Sabal. Eidachod can affect those cases. Is there a Chovas HaGad? Is there Korban Shua Sa'edus? One question. In Naska Drababa, where a Chiyuv Eidachod B'Shua is going to turn into money, right? Or we know that. It's going to turn into money. This is something that this Gemara discusses about Korban Shuas Eidus going forward. What is the halacha regarding Korban Shuas Eidus, and what is the halacha regarding Chovas HaGadah? These Gemaras are these are discussed by the Gemara about Korban Shuas Eidus. I'll give you another case. You know, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about psulim or ksherim in these contexts. In other words, Isha is nemenes, and Eid Mipied is Neman. Right, when it comes to Misa Sabah, and possibly, probably, Eglarufa and Sota as well. Does it make a difference when it comes to either Korban Shuas Eidos or Chovas Haggadah, whether or not we're dealing with men or women, we're dealing with Mipiatmo, or Eid Mipiat? Again, in the effect, in all these cases, that's the point I want to make, the result is exactly the same. The impact is the same. It doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman. It doesn't matter whether it's hearsay or direct testimony. The impact in these three areas of halacha is identical. The question is, just as Eid Echad Bishvua, in what we call a Naska D'Rababa type case, in a case where there's going to be Mitosha and Echad L'Shav Meshalim, and we know that in advance, right? The impact is going to be a full monetary impact. So in all these cases, I'll give you another one, right? Nimsa echad mehem, I'm sorry, kibla alai karva pasa. We did it in June's man, Sanhedrin, for those of you here. We'll have to do it a little bit again. We spoke then about karban shuas eidus, right? What happens if you have a karv or a pasul or an eid echad, but the bali dinim say kibla alai, right? We are mischayiv to accept this testimony. So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in the third parak, Zeborer, says that there, and the Gemara there, says that Kiblo Alai works. It works for Dayanim, it works for Edim. Doesn't necessarily work for all Psulim. We'll discuss that a little bit as well. But Kiblo Alai works. So what happens when there is a Kiblo Alai? That's the background. What happens Legabe Korban Shavuos Eidos? And what happens Legabe the Chiyuv of Haggadah? An interesting question, right? Again, if we're interested in Klape Chavero, in Bava Kama as, and this is where our discussion becomes so important, right? If we're interested in, you know, Socher Edim, you know, the context of Bava Kama alone without anything else, right? So all these cases are equal to each other. It doesn't matter whether it's Ish or Isha. In those three cases, it doesn't matter whether it's a Naskad or Ababa case, it doesn't matter if it's a Kiblo Alai case. If all we care about is impact on the other party, right, Grumma, we'll call it Baba Kama, it's all identical. However, if this is all about Eidos, now again, if it's about justice and impacting, you know, the system, we still might go with the pragmatic, right? But if it's about Eidos specifically, Chovas Haggadah, and if the Chovas Haggadah, the Eidos part, is also what props up, right, the Nezikim part, right, then we have to make an assessment independently about Eidachot B'Shvua, even in a Naskar, Eidachot B'Shvua when there's no Naskar Ababa, that's just the Chiyuv Shvua, Eidachot when there is a Naskar Ababa, right? Eidachot in Egarufa, Sota, and Misa Sabal, Eidachot Pasul in those three cases, because that might be a distinction, and Kibolai. In each of those independently, we're going to have to ask ourselves, even though we know that the impact is equivalent, right? Are some of these midin, hischaivus, or nemanus, in which case, if the mechayiv here is eidus, they fall short, no matter what? Or are they an expanded eidus? Right? That's the question we're going to have to ask, and that these are big questions. So one of the things we're going to have to ask is, what is the din regarding Korban Shvuas HaEidos? There we have some Gemaras, and there we have some explicit debates. And what is the din regarding Chovas HaGadah? Is there a difference between Korban Shvuas HaEidos and Chovas HaGadah? That's a particularly interesting question. The same question can be asked about both. Is Korban Shvuas HaEidos about impact? When there's no impact, there's no key of Korban Shvuas HaEidos. That's clear. Right? But where there's impact but no edus, can you still be chayiv korban shvuas edus? That's a very important question, right? But the same question in parallel could be asked about Chovas Haggadah, and in theory could be mechalik in either direction. You might say korban shvuas edus is about the practical impact, but Chovas Haggadah's edus is a din edus, or the opposite. You might say korban shvuas edus depends on the shame aid, right? But Chovas Haggadah is pragmatic. Now, if the makar of Chovas Haggadah is the parsha of Korban Shvuas HaEidos, right, then default, you know, we start off thinking that whatever is true for one is true for the other. Right? If it's not, then there's no reason to entangle that. Even if it is, right, there still might be reason to be mechalek, especially if you'd say, like the Rajba, that it says that it's implicit. It can be implicit, but it's not the same. Every case of Korban Shvuas HaEidos, there's a Chovas Haggadah. Right? That doesn't mean that there aren't cases of Chovas Haggadah beyond. Right? So this is a huge debate, particularly among the Achron, okay, which we are going to document, but obviously we're running out of time today. So who discusses this? The Minchas Chinuch, the Mishnah LeMelech, the Rabbi Kiveger and Achuva. All the Achronim get involved in this. It's, you know, the kind of thing that we would expect them to get involved in, right? So the Minchas Chinuch, just to highlight it very quickly, Minchas Chinuch starts off by asking the question about Mipi HaToveya. How does the Rambam know, and why does he think that the Zechi of Mipi HaToveya, Dafka Mipi HaToveya, and Chovas HaGadah? So he says what other people say, you know, which is, oh, because there's such a din in Korban Shvuas HaEidos, it says Imlo Yagid, it's spelled Lamed Vav Aleph, right? That's the Masorah. So the drasha of that Masorah is Imlo, you know, with a Vav, Lo with an Aleph, Yagid. If you don't, you know, respond to him, meaning to the Baldavar, you ignore the Baldavar's plea. So Korban Shvuas HaEidos certainly requires Mipiat Toveya. Ad Kedei Kach, that, you know, that's the story of Harsha, which we'll also discuss extensively. You know, you can't even have, according to everybody but the Baal Amor, we'll discuss it when we get to it, you can't even have a shliach be toveya on your behalf. A mursha, you could, but not a toveya, not a shliach. Okay? Because why? It has to be imlo, lo yagid. But is that true in Chovas Haggadah? The Rambam was mechadesh that it is. Maybe it's a special din in Korban Shvuas HaEidos. So the Minchas Chinuch says, apparently the Rambam thinks that there's an equation between Korban Shvuas HaEidos and Chovas Haggadah. Says, ask the Minchas Chinuch, so are you going to say that in Eidei, in a Din Torah about Karka or Knas or Avadim or shtaros. There's no korban shvuas edus for knas avadim shtaros karkalos. So if there's a din Torah of regarding one of those things, there's no chiyav agada, right? Inconceivable. It's inconceivable because the Mishnah, you know, it's logically inconceivable. Whatever chovas agada is, it shouldn't matter whether it's karka shtaros, you know, avadim, knasos. It shouldn't matter, right? Moreover, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, it's talking about din and nefashos. There's no korban shvuas edus there either, right? The sugin bava kama doesn't say ayodea edus lechavero, you know, ben metaltalin, you know, etc. Right? So because it's inconceivable. Obviously, there are xeris akasuv dinim. There are dinim that are limited to korban shvuas edus. So what? Where the Rambam with the tviya says the minchas chinuch because it's part. That's part of the pasuk. You know, v'shama kol Allah. Right? Im lo yagid. Those are all part of the Tosis's reading of the if you take Tosis's view, I'm sorry, the Rambam's view, of how to read the Parshanut and the Pasuk, so the parts that establish that you need Mipia Toveya are common to the Kichi of Korban Shua, and actually they really, really, according to Tosis, belong to the Chovas Hagada part, because what the Pasuk really means is, if you are silent where you have a Chi of Hagada, in the following extra ways, right? Then you also bring, and you also a nishba, then you or hear a shvua, then you chay for the korban shvua seidus. Good. So as the minchas chinuch, that's how the Rambam knew that the mipia toveya part, it's really a chovas hagada thing, not a korban shvua thing. But the limud, which teaches you no knas, no edikna, not in knosos, not in shtaros, not in avadim, not in karkos, that has nothing to do with chovas hagada. It's not part of that pasuk. Interestingly, right? So one sec. So therefore, the Minchas Chinuch comes up with the following expansive view. He says, "Oh, there are many limitations to korban shvuas edus in addition to the ones we just mentioned. Right? Typically, they are not going to apply to the chovas hagada. So, for example, the Mishnah Melech says, and we'll have to discuss this more about the korban part. Mishnah Melech came up with the idea." That even though men and women are both ksherim for the Eid Echad impact of Mises Habal and Sota and so on, right? Nonetheless, and the Gemara seems to say on Lamed Beis and Shavuos that that will be sufficient to create a korban Shavuos Eidos, says the Minchas Chinuch, right? I'm sorry, says the Mishnah Melech. That's true if a kosher was nishba, was made. That if you had somebody who's kosher le'edus and he was made in Egla Rufa or Sota or in Misa Sabal, then that's what the Gemara means when it says you're chayv korban shvuas edus. But does the Gemara mean that for Nashim? Or Psulim? Or Eid Mipied? Says the Mishnah Melech, no, because the Mishnah says that korban shvuas edus is only Biru'i in Lahaid. Other Achronim disagree with this Mishnah Melech about korban shvuas edus. But let's, for a moment, let's freeze the Mishnah Melech, because the Minchas Chinuch liked it, and he accepted it. So Minchas Chinuch says, oh, Korban Shvuas Eidos requires Ru'uyin Lahai, formal Eidos. Isha, in these Eidos, even though she's just as effective as a man, but she's not subject to Korban Shvuas Eidos, because it depends on the formality of Eidos. For Isha, it's Nemanus. Similarly, says the Minchas Chinuch, and you could argue about I said it accurately before. You have to take each one of these separately. Minchas Chinuch says, what about Kiblu Karav Apostle? Right. So the real background is the Rishalmi, we'll talk about it much more, Rishalmi in Shavuos and in Sanhedrin, we mentioned it in our Sanhedrin days, says that Kiblu Alay Eid Achad, right, the Makom Shnayim, is Potter mikorban shvuas eidus. That's what the Yerushalmi seems to say. The Ramban and the Ran say hu adin, right? Kiblu alai korav apostle. There's no korban shvuas eidus. So the Minchas Chinuch says, well, there's no korban shvuas eidus. There's certainly no chovas hagada in those cases. But I'm not so sure that that's true. Right? Maybe Korban Shavuos HaEdos depends on Shem Eid. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. The Michas Chinuch says, just because there is no Korban Shavuos HaEdos in those cases, just like the Mishnah Lemelech's, I'm confusing with Rabbi Meir, just like the Mishnah Lemelech's comment about Nashim in Sota and Amisa Sabal, right, doesn't mean that there is no Chovas HaGadah. Because in his view, Chovas HaGadah isn't about Eidos. Chovas HaGadah is about impact. But you could argue, with the Mishnah Lemelech, and you could point out that other Rishonim don't even agree about Korban Shavuos HaEdos. But let's just take the assumption for the moment that it's true that in Korban Shavuos HaEdos you need a Shem Eid, and that these are not Eidos. You could still argue that Chovas HaGadah's Eidos is not about impact, and not just because of Gzeiras HaKasuv connection to Korban Shavua, but that it is about Shem Eid. You could even perhaps argue the opposite. As I said, there might be some evidence that Korban Shavuos HaEdos is about impact, and maybe the Chi of HaGadah, V'hu Eido Ro Yada, is Dafka about Shem Eid, the exact opposite of the Minchas Chinuch. So it's interesting, the Netziv has an interesting comment, I don't know if everybody picked up on it, in the Shiltos, when he talks about the fact that the Shiltos' makar is Nefesh Kisachata, as opposed to Bali Tosis, that it's really the psukim of Imlo of Hu Eido Ro Yada and Lo Yagid Ben Asavono. So the Netziv says maybe the nafkamina will be whether or not the Chiyuv Haggadah, right, has the same limitations as Korban Shavuos HaEdos. I think he says that. Let me see if I can find it. He says V'yesh nafkamina ledina to the Shitas HaTosas Dinira Nafik Lei Mivinasa Avono De Sivuhu Eid Imkein Misha Ena Roy Lahaid Ena Lav Avon Kao Kamosha Ena Bekarban Masha Enkein Inafik Lei Mivinefesh Kisekata De Siv Lifnei Behu Eid. Right? So then maybe that will not apply. It doesn't depend on the carbon. Now it's Gufa, this question, he's saying depends on the limud. He's saying it for technical reasons because the word Kisekata appears prior in the pasuk. But I think you might argue conceptually that it's separate because the makar isn't Eidos for the Shiltos. Maybe the makar is Losam al-Dam Riacha. Yeah. Right now, all I just said was what the Netziv says. Is that what you're asking? The Netziv says that what the makar of the Chi of Haggadah Eidos is, and how and what way it is connected to Korban Shavuos HaEdos, might determine this question.
I thought you were just saying it just depends on whether you should meet. It's going to demand on if it's part of the way you need
to. Yeah.
In order to know that. But another way I think to do with Korban Shavuos, there might be a difference. You might agree to the
I'm not saying anything about Korban Shavuos. The Netziv doesn't say anything about Korban Shavuos. The Netziv says, do the limitations, he asks the question, do the limitations of Korban Shavuos apply also to Chiyuv HaGadah? Okay. He wants to answer that according to Tosos, yes, and according to the Shiltos, no.
I thought he didn't mention location of Korban Shavuos, he just mentioned
the limitations in terms of Shem Eid. That's what I mean, the Hu'eid. Meaning the question of, what are you going to say about Nashim? What are you going to say about Kibbul Alai? Assuming those aren't a Shem Eid, are those limitations going to apply or not? He also thinks, by way, that the Nafkamina would be, this going further than the Michas Chinuch, whether or not the Rambam is right, and you'd need Dafka Mipia Toveya for the Chiyuv HaGadah. The Netziv, as I pointed out, thinks that the Shiltos, that the Mishkan Osiyako, he thinks a lot of people disagree with the Rambam. Even on Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rambam and they paskin like the Rambam. He thinks that too may depend on the limud, but we'll discuss whether or not we think that that is correct or not. So again, we'd have to stop here. I want to finish off Monday this section. There are two things I still want to discuss of this. Number one, we haven't finished with the Rid. We need to examine the Ramban. As you know, the Ramban introduces a different factor here. the factor of Gemilas Chasad, right? And he does so in a very interesting way. So we need to analyze the Kuntras Dina de Garmi of the Ramban. Still, I want to get back just to a Ha'ara about the Rajba, why he rejects Tosas, and what his Raya is for his own Shita, which I think needs to just be pointed out. And we want to just finish our discussion about the Chovas Haggadah, the relationship between Eid Echad and Shnei Eidim, the different permutations. The Rambam makes it seem, this is what bothered the Kesef Mishnah, right, that Eid Echad is included in the Chovas Haggadah. Right, and the Kesef Mishnah says, it seems like that, but that's not what the Rambam really means. Right, he really means Shnei Eidim, even though he says Eid. The Haggos Maimunios connects it all to the Gorim Psachim Kufiyat Gimel. Right? Implying that it applies even to Eid Echad. So what I want to also just examine is the formulations and some of the nafkamina. Is there different, or maybe there are two types of, if there's a difference in Chiyuv B'dei Adam and Chiyuv B'dei Shemayim, that's important. What does Chiyuv B'dei Shemayim generally mean? And maybe there are two types of Chiyuv B'dei Shemayim. Anybody know why are there two types of Chiyuv B'dei Shemayim and how does it express itself? Noah?
Yeah, it's because, like, if you're
Tofas Mafkina. That's a big question. When we say that Zechiyav Latsi Sidei Shemayim, but it's not the Yotze B'dei Adam, there's Machlokas or Rishonim and then Achronim in other cases, whether Tofas Mafkina or Nova Mafkina. Meaning, you're really, really Mechuyav, but formerly Bezin won't take it from you, but you really owe it. Or it's like a Hilchos Deos kind of a thing. It's the right thing to do, but you don't really owe it from a Dini Mamadis. Is it possible that Eid Echad and Shnei Eidim are different in that respect? If not, which is it? Which Chiyuv B'dei Shemayim is it? In other words, to discuss a little more the Grumma part and the Gemilas Chasadim part of all of this, and then to talk about, again, a little more the Rambam's Mipiyat Toveya. Is Mipiyat Toveya from the Baldavar, or could even be from Bezdin, and the outstanding other issues. We'll try to do as quickly as possible because I want to move on to the apparent problem.
Yeah.